Hey everybody, this is Ben Shaw, the Director of Media at First United Methodist Church of Murfreesboro, Tennessee. I have an important announcement about our FUMC Borough podcast. You may have noticed that since July, we have only been releasing one sermon per week instead of the two that we used to release. That is because Drew, our senior pastor, began preaching the same sermon in both services each week. However, periodically, we will still have two sermons to share. This week is one of those instances. So instead of releasing both sermons on the same day, we will release the modern worship sermon on Tuesday and the traditional worship sermon on Thursday. If this is your first time listening, welcome. We are glad that you chose to be a part of our worship experience here at FUMC. If you are looking for a place to worship, we would love to have you here. We offer two unique worship experiences. Our modern worship service meets in the Family Life Center, and our traditional worship service meets in the sanctuary, both at 10:15 a.m. on Sundays. Head over to fumcm.org to learn about all of the great things we have going on here at the church. We hope that you find today's message meaningful for you in your life. If you do, we ask that you help us out by rating and reviewing our podcast in Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, or wherever you get your podcasts. Also, share it with your friends and family. Let them know about us. This is a great way that we can live into our mission at FUMC of growing disciples of Jesus Christ who know Him, love Him, and serve Him for the transformation of Murfreesboro and the world. Now, here is Zach Fisher's sermon entitled, The Little Stuff Matters, from this week's Modern Worship Service.
Reading this morning is a short one. Why don't we stand for this scripture reading? You won't be standing long, I promise you. It's a small passage of scripture, but it's powerful. So just prepare yourselves to receive this. It comes from the Gospel of Matthew chapter 10, and it's just verses 40 through 42. Whoever welcomes you welcomes me, and whoever welcomes me welcomes the one who sent me. Whoever welcomes a prophet in the name of a prophet will receive a prophet's reward, and whoever welcomes a righteous person in the name of a righteous person will receive the reward of the righteous. And whoever gives even a cup of cold water to the one of these little ones in the name of a disciple, truly, I tell you, none of these will lose their reward. It's the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. You may be seated. I think that's good to stand sometimes and hear the word spoken. It just gets us in the right posture to receive that. As we continue on with our sermon series, titled Follow, in which we're looking at what it means to follow Jesus in this digital age, we have this scripture reading this morning from the Gospel of Matthew, and it reminds us this morning that in following Jesus, the small stuff matters. It's the title of this sermon this morning, and we've talked about a lot of different things as we've considered what it means to follow Jesus. And I like this idea that the small stuff matters. I think this is wisdom that we know in our lives to be true. If we ever take that time to just stop and appreciate those small things, we know that it means so much to us in our lives. The small things are like a little note that's left sweetly beside your bed by a loved one just to tell you in the morning that I love you when you wake up. It's coming in to work and finding out that there are donuts at work. And if you've ever had that joy, someone dropped off some cookies just a little while ago in the office, and that, I mean, a cookie's a small thing, but that made my day. You all have made my day too by being here in worship together, but all those cookies are so good. I already ate one. Okay, I already ate two. I'm not gonna. So Andy, go get yourself a cookie. I told you, they're amazing. Even if they're the donuts, though, a day old from the meeting the day before, that'll just brighten up your day. Even a day-old donut can make your day better. Those little things hold so much power in our lives, and they matter so much. Another example, we had a scare this weekend. Caroline calls me on her way home, and she said, "I think my tire's flat. The little light gauge came on in my car." And I had flashbacks to when my tire was flat last, and we discovered that it was just a small nail that was in the tire of the car. And that little nail made a huge impact on my day. It made me late for work. I had to call everybody at the office and say, "Hey, I'm gonna be late, and I'm trying to replace the tire on my car, but it's on a hill, and I don't know if I should really be doing this, but just pray for me." I eventually called AAA because it was not good. The car shifted. I was almost dead underneath my car in my driveway, and so AAA came and saved the day. The little things matter. I know that I had the fortune of working for some people here at the church that are very gracious in that instance, but I know for others that little nail could have cost them their job. That could have been the last straw. That could have been the thing that kept food from being on the table or a roof over their head. That's a discussion we had with Josh Markham, our missions director, this week, that something so small as a nail can make such a big difference in our lives. The small stuff matters. And I think that's wisdom that we often forget. Maybe we push that aside because there's some competing wisdom that we often turn to. There's this wisdom that says the biggest thing that we can possibly go after, the greatest thing that we can possibly achieve is what is better. Let's focus our eyes on that and forget the little things. But it's dangerous to do that and to forget the importance and the power of the small stuff. I know when I'm scrolling through my news feed on Instagram or Facebook, I can often look at those great, exciting things that others are up to and begin to feel a little jealousy in my heart. Even though my life is great and I have plenty of things that I can turn to and say, "Oh, I had a great weekend," I can see maybe one thing that seems a little bit bigger and a little bit better than what I did, and I can start to have a little jealousy. But I want to say there that the problem is not with the people posting those things. I should be happy for them in their lives as well as I should be happy in what I have in my life. I should not feel that jealousy. The jealousy is not the problem of social media. It's not written into the code of what's going on there on Facebook. It's written into my heart. I'm the problem there in those moments, because I fix my eyes on these big things, these bigger things, and strive after those and forget the power of the small stuff. I think we do this to God sometimes too. That's what I want to tell us today and how we think about what it means to follow Jesus. I think that we often look at God with those same big, lofty type of views, and we forget the little things about God. I've heard often people boast about, "My God is the biggest God. My God is so great. My God is powerful." But I've never heard somebody boast, and maybe you have, I've never heard this, that somebody said, "My God is so small." Have you ever heard that? Have you ever heard somebody boasting on the street corner, "My God is the lowest of the low. My God is about that small"? No, we want to tell everybody that our God is so big and so great, which is true. God is so great. But if we're only fixing our eyes upon that part of God, we might forget that God is also so small, that God can do so much with so little. That's what Scripture tells us about God. Scripture tells us that God takes the low and lifts them high. Scripture tells us that that God gives us a faith that teaches us to find strength in weakness and life and death. Scripture tells us about a God whose kingdom is like a small mustard seed, a very small seed. If I was holding one right now, I'm not. But if I was, it would probably be about that big. You probably couldn't even see it from all the way out there. I'd probably have to come down among you and put it in your hand for you to say, oh yeah, that is tiny. Scripture also tells us, Jesus says that God's kingdom is like a small measure of leaven that is put into bread. We've got some great bread bakers here at the church. They bake this communion bread for us every week. And they probably know all about this, that just a little bit of yeast, a little bit of leaven can go a long way. Something so small can be used to make something grow and grow and grow. God is so small sometimes. But God can do so much with so little. God is so low sometimes, and we should boast in that, because God can do so much with so little. This was something that I had to come to terms with as I was a freshman in college. I was at the University of Tennessee. Speaking of the small things, we didn't get shut out yesterday. You got to appreciate the small stuff. The small stuff matters, because that's all we've got left for Tennessee. I was a freshman at the University of Tennessee, and I got a phone call. And on the other end of that phone call were my parents informing me that my Granny Wiley had passed away, and that they were preparing for her funeral. And it tore me up. I didn't want to talk to anybody. I didn't want anybody to come along and give me an encouraging word. That wasn't what I needed in that moment. That's not what I felt that I needed. I was in a bad place spiritually, emotionally. I went to dinner that evening and I just sat by myself and ate, all wrapped up in my thoughts. And as I left the dining hall that evening, a friend saw me from across the way, and this was a friend of mine who was dating my sweet maid, and she saw me come out, and she ran over to me and just said, hey, I don't think we said much more than that, but she reached out her hand, and she gave me something. It was this tiny, little, tiny flower, the smallest flower I think I've ever seen, and I took it from her, and I was standing there, and she went on her way, and I was looking at this small, dumb little flower. And I could see the hope and the joy of God just radiating out of this little flower. And I don't think I made it back to my dorm room before I started bawling. People thought I was probably a hot mess walking through campus, holding my little flower, head hung down, crying to myself. But that made, she didn't even know what I was going through. But she just came up and said, hey, and gave me this small thing. And God used that in a powerful way. Because every time I had that flower, I felt the hope and the joy of God come back into my life. I put it on the dash of my car and I drove around with that. Every time I got in my car to go somewhere, I saw that as a reminder that even as I felt so small, God was so small there next to me. Even in that lowest place, God was so low, and God used so little to do so much in my life. I left that on my dash until it turned to dust, and even after it was just a little pile of dirt, the what once was a flower sitting there, I still looked at it, and I think a breeze came along and blew it away one day, but even then, when it was just no longer even recognizable as a flower, I sat there and stared at that little pile of dust and remembered how small God was. When we don't just look at how great God is and fix our eyes on that, but also think about how small God is, how we can bring those little moments of our life and those little things that God can use together with how great God is. It reminds us of what it must look like for us to follow Jesus. And that's where we enter into our scripture reading this morning. I read it for you a while ago, but it talks about welcoming and then three different types of people that welcome. It says, whoever welcomes you welcomes me, and whoever welcomes me welcomes the one who sent me. And then he goes into this list where he lays out, he says, whoever welcomes a prophet in the name of a prophet will receive a prophet's reward. Whoever comes to welcome a righteous person in the name of a righteous person will receive the reward of the righteous. And on these first two, these are things that I think are often synonymous with us focusing our eyes on those big things, those lofty ambitions in our lives as we seek to be followers of Christ. To be a prophet is a great thing. That the prophets out there, I often think of people like Martin Luther King Jr. What it would be like to have that kind of impact on the world. I think of a lot of us in following Christ say, I need to go out there and do that kind of thing. I need to learn to say the right things at the right moment. I need to speak truth to power. I need to live in a way where people live in the world and their lives are forever changed because of the things that have happened. And no, not because of me, because of what God has done through me. But we often think that that is what it means to be a follower of Christ. And it very well should be. It's an admirable goal to be a prophet in this life, but the small things matter as well. Just like that, the righteous person, to live a righteous life means to live a perfect life according to Scripture, according to the law. When Jesus talked about this righteous person to his listeners, they probably heard him saying, the righteous person is the person that follows every letter of the law to a T. And what an admirable goal that would be, to live a perfect life, to never do anything wrong, to keep ourselves far away from sin as possible, to always be in the right place at the right time. And that's an admirable goal, but Jesus tells us about this third category of people. One that takes our eyes off of those big things and reminds us that we can focus on smaller things, the small stuff that matters, and that God can use that, even that, in big ways. He talks about just a simple cup of cold water. He says, whoever gives a cup of cold water to one of these little ones in the name of a disciple, truly I tell you, not even they will lose their reward. We think that going after the reward of heaven is just those top two things, the prophet and the righteous one, but Jesus says, even the person that gives just a cup of cool water will not lose their reward. He also talks about welcoming. That's a small thing, to welcome somebody in the appropriate way. I like that he makes those distinctions of welcoming somebody, the righteous as the righteous, the prophet as the prophet. It kind of reminds us that it needs to be done in the appropriate way. I think with the water, it reminds us that we need to give that water to actually give it to somebody who's thirsty. Don't give the cup of water to the guy who's got the aqua flask in his hand. Isn't that the hip water bottle nowadays, the aqua flask? See? Yeah, exactly. Don't give that person any water. They've got enough. But to see somebody thirsty on the side of the road, maybe that person we pass all the time, and we always have our window rolled up. We always drive on by. Maybe to stop and get out and ask them, brother, sister, what do you need? And to give them that like you would give somebody a cool cup of water. The small stuff matters, and God can use so little to do so much. And the question is this: if we're not just looking at the big things, but we remember that God is so small, will we follow God in that? Will you follow God? Remembering that the small stuff matters, will you follow God into even the smallest places of your life? Amen.